Here's the thing about adventure. It's never going to come knocking on your door. You got to get out there and track it down. And there's no better way to find it than behind the wheel of a 2024 Toyota Tacoma. With trail-hungry power, legendary capability, and head-turning style, the Tacoma is not for the sedentary. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. And with all the toughness you could ask for, the Toyota Tacoma is the adventure you've been missing. Toyota, let's go places.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
What an effort from the Barracuda. They just bear down and they hold on for a 2-1 final against the Coachella Valley Firebirds. With the win, they close out the homestand with a 4-0-0-1 mark. They are now riding a six-game point streak, 5-0-0-1 over their last six games. They are 3-0 against Coachella Valley this season after earning just one win in 2 years prior to this campaign. These two teams will play again on Thursday, the third straight. It'll be down in Palm Springs. Well, let's recap this one. A final score, 2-1. Barracuda, as they get the game winner from Donovan Hull and a outstanding goaltending performance from Georgi Romanov, coming off an injury, was not really tested too much early. The Barracuda really dominated the first period, out shooting the Firebirds 15-6, although Coachella Valley did get the first goal at 9:36 of the opening period. But it was in the second period and beyond when Romanov really made his bones. He was absolutely brilliant in the second period, made save after save. And on the other end, the Firebirds got some great goaltending as well from the 20-year-old Nikkei Coco. It was a goalie duel throughout, but ultimately the Barracuda get another one past Coco in the third period, and Romanov closes the door to pick up the 32-save victory. Let's recap this one. The Firebirds did get on the board first. At 9:36 of the first period, Nick Brouillard would one-time the puck from the point and beat Romanov to get the Firebirds on the board and give them something they never had yesterday. That was a goal and a lead. Behind the net, Byro up high to the point. Walking the line. He's on a fine shot from well out. They score. Nick Brouillard from just inside the blue line beats a screen. Georgi Romanov, and the Barracuda got stuck out there for too long. And Brouillard ends up opening up the scoring with 10:24 to go in this first period. Ottavainen and Byro picked up the assist, so the Firebirds had a 1-0 lead. But the Barracuda would go onto the power play three different times in the first period, and on their second chance, they would finally break through. Their first power play goal against the Firebirds in this, the third game. Pretty simple play. Shakir Mukhamudulin put it in on net. Right there to clean up the loose puck was Thomas Bortolo. He'd put home the rebound, and we were all tied up at 1-1. Time of the goal for Bortolo is fourth of the year at 15:17 of the first period. Right rink wide. Power play down to 40 seconds remaining on it. Bortolo down low for Sabourin. Sabourin low high. Now he's got Mukhamudulin. Wrist or puck loose. Bortolo score! Top of the crease, Thomas Bortolo located the loose puck and bangs it home, and we're tied at 1-1. Key to that play, pretty simple. Put the puck on net, locate the rebound before the defenseman does, and you've got a good chance of putting it home, and that's exactly what happened. Bortolo is fourth of the year from Shakir Mukhamudulin and Lucas Carlson. So we go into the intermission, tied at 1-1. Barracuda outshot the Firebirds in the first 15-6. In the second, though, Coachella Valley, as you would expect, started to find a little bit of a groove, and both teams had some really good chances. Best chance for the Barracuda in the second period would come when the game was still tied at 1-1, and it was Andrew Podorowski on a one-time bid, but the young goaltender Coco would turn it aside to keep it tied at 1-1. Now Frisch will swing it along Podorowski for Gushin over the line. Gushin trying to stick handle it through four, circles away from the pressure, leaves now for Furlong, finds a man, Podorowski one-timer, what a stop by the youngster Coco. Back to the point, Cagnoni. Yeah, great save by Coco, but just as he made that save, the Firebirds would transition the puck back up the ice and get some opportunities. Coachella Valley would then go on to the power play as Paul Dorowski was called for a minor penalty in that second period, hooking at the 13-minute mark. And while on the power play, Coachella Valley would have multiple chances to take back their lead, but Georgi Romanov, just getting started really on his big night, would come up with save after save to keep it tied at 1-1. Nearly turned it over to Bystead, but Morrison still got the puck on a stick. Quickly thrown on net. Good stop by Romanov. The loose puck cleared away from harm's way, but picked up by the Firebirds. Now Morrison to the right dot, leaves it for Fleury. One-timer and a good stop again by Romanov as he got over and was square to the shooter. That was Furkus who pounded it on net from that left side. Now Morrison shoots. That's blocked. Mukko Madulin got in the shooting lane. Power play down to 4 seconds remaining on it. Paul Dorowski on his feet in the box. Furkus drifting down low. Hayden in tight. Paddle save. Puck still loose. Where is it? And the whistle blown. Held on by Romanov. He's got the snow shower, but he's got the puck as well. And he's got the whistle. 4:54 left in the second period. Yeah, Georgi Romanov outstanding. That was just a small sequence and a small example, that is, of the type of night that he put together. So we go to the third, still tied at 1-1. So what was going to give? Who was going to break through? You felt like it was only going to take one goal. Whoever got it was probably going to win the hockey game because there was so little in terms of opportunity in the game. It was the Barracuda indeed who would find a way to punch through and add another one. Their first lead of the game. Again, a simple play. Again, it was Mukko Madulin right at the heart of it. He slings it on net and Donovan Hoole with a simply sensational tip to give the Barracuda a 2-1 lead, a goal that would turn out to be the game winner. They have the puck. Mukko Madulin works down the wall in the offensive zone, tied at 1-1, under 10 to go in the third. Mukko Madulin for Vincent. Threw it off the outside of the net. Picked up by White of the Barracuda. Up top, Mukko Madulin. Wrister! They score! Tip through Donovan Hoole! It felt like it was going to have to take either a screen or a puck that changed direction on Coco to beat him here. And a beautiful tip by Donovan Hoole on a point shot as it just skittered along the ice. Yeah, Coco got pulled from right to left. He started drifting to the middle of the net. It went against the grain. It beats him on the short side. It's a 2-1 lead for the Barracuda at that time. Time of the goal at 10:32. Mukko Madulin with his second assist of the game, both primary, and Colin White with the secondary assist as the Barracuda take a 2-1 lead. Firebirds would go on to the power play late in the game. Scott Sabourin was called for roughing at 16:02. They could not capitalize, very similar to what we saw yesterday. They pulled their goaltender, so it was a 6-on-4. They could not score, couldn't score once we got back to full strength, in part because they took a minor penalty. Brandon Biro was called for hooking at 18:16. So even with pulling their goalie, they were only even, essentially. It was 5-on-5 with their net empty, and the Barracuda were able to hold on to it for the 2-1 victory. I do want to give a quick shout-out to Thomas Bortolo right at the end of the game, kind of a foot race for what would have been an icing. That would have stopped play, given Coachella Valley some final ticks on the clock to try to score in the offensive zone. It would have been an offensive zone faceoff draw. Instead, Bortolo wins the foot race, and ultimately, that wins the hockey game. Barracuda victorious. They scored a 2-1. They won last night 1-0. With the win, they are now 14-6-0-1 on the year, up to 29 points. Coachella Valley, who is really rolling, they have now dropped 2 in a row. They are 11-8-1-2. These teams will play again on Thursday of next week at Acrisure Arena down in Palm Desert. So the rivalry will continue on Thursday. Third straight game between these two clubs. That'll be our first visit down to Palm Springs this season. So the Barracuda now, as we noted, 6 points behind Calgary for the top spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Georgi Romanov, awesome tonight. He is now 4-3 on the year. His first win in 5 attempts against the Firebirds. The losing goaltender, although he was very sharp, kind of a hard luck loss, is Nikkei Koko, and his very good record now falls to 6-1-1. That was his first regulation loss of the year and of his career. So the Barracuda get to Coco, although only twice it was enough, as they get some great goaltending themselves from Georgi Romanov. So talk about a great weekend. You start two different goalies, you give up just one combined goal, and you finish off this homestand with a record of 4-0-1. Could have now picked up points in 6 straight games. A reminder, we are back on the air on Thursday. That'll be down in Coachella Valley. It's a 7 o'clock puck drop. We will be on the air at 6:30. Sharks are in action in St. Louis, so we will not be on the primary audio channel, the Sharks Audio Network. But, of course, you can find us at sjbarracuda.com/listen, of course, through the app. And you can always watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. Let's go over our three stars tonight as the Barracuda win this one by a final score of 2-1. Game-winning goal off the stick of Donovan Hoole. Our number three star is Thomas Bortolo. Bortolo had the first goal back in the first, a power play goal, his fourth of the year. Also had that great hustle play at the end of the game to seal the win. He is the number three star. In four, Bortolo finishes the game with two shots on net and the goal. Number two star is Georgi Romanov, 32 stops in route to his fourth win. He was awesome, especially from the second period on. It just felt like the Firebirds started to find their game. They had a ton of chances, and Romanov was up to the challenge each and every time. He is the number two star. And Donovan Hoole, his game-winning goal coming in the third period, makes him the number one star. He had three shots on net, but it's all the other stuff that Hoole is doing. You think of guys like Van Roboys and Vincent, the way they work, the way they agitate the opposition, and the way they are chipping in with offense has been incredible. And Hoole with his fifth goal of the year, it is the game winner. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 2-1. Our game length tonight, 2 hours and 30 minutes, 1,027 saw it here at TechCU Arena. So the Barracuda on the road. They'll kick off a five-game roadie on Thursday in Coachella Valley. Back home here at TechCU Arena on December 21st, right before Christmas, to take on the Bakersfield Condors. That'll wrap up our broadcast. We'd like to thank all those who tuned in, whether you listened on the Sharks Audio Network or you watched on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again coming up on Thursday as the Barracuda go away from the friendly confines of TechCU Arena, and they try to continue to carry this momentum on the road. Until Thursday, I'm Nick Nolenberger, reminding you again of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 2, the Firebirds 1. Until Thursday, we'll say so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This podcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.